الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to our silsila again. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this silsila, we are going through the shuyukh of the Qadri Razavi Attari silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. We are talking about the blessed people and the blessed shuyukh of this beautiful silsila. In the last silsila, we were talking about Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the grandson of Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem and the son, the middle son of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And remember that Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Zainul Abideen, it was not his true name, his real name. His real name was Ali Awsat, yani Ali the middle, because Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu had so much love for his father that he kept his children's name on the name of his father. So his eldest child was Ali Akbar, his middle child was Ali Awsat, and his younger child was Ali Asghar, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So all these children, mashallah azza wa jal, that Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu had, were on the name of Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem. Today we're going to learn about the first personality is Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We're going to talk about his beautiful life and some of his life waqiyas and his knowledge and his taqwa and his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the poem that is written in the Shajara, I'm going to read the first part of the poem as well that we've done already. Sayyid-e Sajjad ke sadqe mein sajid rakh mujhe. Now obviously that we learned last time that this poem was asking wasila from Allah Azza wa Jal on the name of Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The latter part of this poem is ilme haq de baqire ilme huda ke wasite. Now Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his name is mentioned. So here we are asking that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give us knowledge. And here the word huda, ilme huda, the word huda means hidayat, guidance. And baqir ilme huda, yani ilme hidayat ke mahir alim, yani Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is the alim, the scholar of ilme, of the knowledge of hidayat, the knowledge of guidance. So therefore we are asking in the wasila of Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, so that Allah Ta'ala can give us knowledge, mashallah. So Jal, you learn from the life of Sayyidina Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that mashallah, so Jal, he was a very knowledgeable person. Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he was born 3 years before the waqia of Karbala. He was born on the 57th of Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. His name was Muhammad and his kunyat was Abu Ja'far Mubarak. Or untitled, laqab was Baqir, Shakir and Hadi. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the son of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And his mother's name was Sayyida Umme Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she was the daughter of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the brother of Imam Hussein. So from this, the life of these Sahaba ikram, you know, we also get to know that the Sahaba ikram, they would get married in the family as well. You know, this, I just wanted to mention this, that a lot of the times people think that we shouldn't be getting married inside the families. But if you look at the lives of the Sahaba ikram, many Sahaba ikram, they got married within the family as well. And Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even his seerat, his life was, mashallah, azawajal, according to the lives of his parents and his grandfather as well. Mashallah azawajal, he was someone who was very, very knowledgeable, especially in the Quran. The knowledge of the Quran, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was very, very knowledgeable. And it says that those who lived in his time, the Salaf Salihin, those who lived in his time, they said that we could not find an example in this, in someone being knowledgeable in the Quran than Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Qazi Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, someone asked him that, did you get to meet Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, alhamdulillah, I had the honor and the privilege to meet Sayyiduna Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I asked him a masla regarding the Shariat, and the answer he gave me was such a beautiful answer that no one could give me an answer like Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, mashallah azza wa jal, he was very pious, and someone who had the fear, the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. And talking about the fear of Hazrat Sayyiduna Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Makkah Sharif to perform Hajj. And as he entered the Masjidul Haram, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as soon as he saw the beautiful Kaaba, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started to cry uncontrollably. You know, he was crying, he couldn't control himself. And he says that his servant was with him. And he says that, I went up to him and I said that, Ya Sayyidi, because of you crying, people's attention is on you. And Imam Baqir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, why should I not cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? I want to be successful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. And his servant, he says that later on, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went near to the Maqam Ibrahim and he offered his salah, his two rafal salah, and then he, as soon as he lifted his head and he finished his salah, he says that, I saw that the place where Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was offering his salah, where he gave sajda, it was all wet. Yani he was crying uncontrollably in sajda as well. And my dear Islam brothers, you know, talking about the khawf-e-khuda of these pious people, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the Sahaba ikram, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, if you look at their seerahs and you read the biography, the Sahaba ikram had a lot of fear of Allah azza wa jal. And then we look at ourselves, we commit sins every day in and day out, not one but many sins we commit every day. Yeah, my dear Islamic brothers, when it comes to crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, when it comes to asking repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we shy off. We look at other people, we think people will be watching me. You know, when we cry, we can't even cry in our dua. Why? Because we're looking around, we're looking at other people. Yet if you look at the seerat of the awliya Allah, if you look at the seerat of Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you look at the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cry when he would make the dua. Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very, very great scholar of the Quran. And again, if you look at his seerat, whenever he would read the Quran, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu would cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And my dear Islam brothers, crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, and the mafhum is that this one tear that falls in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal can extinguish the fire of hell for a person. So we need to make our habit, we need to get out of this habit of people looking at me, if I cry, what are people going to think about me? Forget what people are going to think about us, just think what Allah Azza wa Jal, alhamdulillah, our status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal will be. And all the, you know, so many buzurgane deen, and it says about Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam, When Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu was salam, even he was young, he would go into the mountains and he would cry so much that there were lines on his cheeks here. And these lines were because of his tears flowing from his eyes. And my dear Islam brothers, we need to try to build this fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts as well. We need to make a habit of crying and thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day he was called into the court of the king of that time, the Khalifa of that time. And the Khalifa, he called Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu so that he can martyr him. And he had this dirty plan. As soon as Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came into the court of the king, as soon as he went close to the king, all of a sudden everything changed. He stood up in respect and he gave so much, you know, honor and respect to Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He gave him gifts as well. And then he says that, if you need anything, please come to me, give me the opportunity to serve you. And Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when I need something, I will call Allah Azza wa Jal. My Allah is enough for me. And then the king, later on, he told his servants that this was his plan. But he says that as soon as Imam Sayyidina Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came into my court and he came close to me, I could see that there were two lions, one on either side of Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And if I had done anything wrong, they would have jumped and they would have eaten me. So therefore, I did not do anything. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a qualified jurist, he was a mujtahid, an interpreter of the Quran, and one of the great stature. So he was someone who had the knowledge of the Quran, he was someone who had the knowledge of the hadith, and many hadiths have been narrated by Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It says about Hazrat Sayyidina Salim bin Abu Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that I asked Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his son Ja'far about Abu Bakr and Umar. And Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that you should affiliate yourself with them and disassociate from their enemies. For verily they were from amongst the leaders of guidance. Now that was the love of Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards the Shaykhain, towards Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first two Khalifs of Islam. So that just shows you how the Ahle Bayt had love for Imam Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, such a beautiful guidance for us that how much love we should be having towards Imam Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in another narration it says that someone asked him that, O Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what do you say about Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, by Allah, I will affiliate myself with them and ask forgiveness for them. And I do not know of anyone else in my family who did other than affiliated themselves with them. Yani the family, the Ahle Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much love and respect they had for Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower blessings upon them and for their sake. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also known by the title of the revealer of knowledge. The revealer of knowledge. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is someone who had so much knowledge, especially at the time of those people who lived in his time. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst those people, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, whom Allah Ta'ala gave so much knowledge. Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Talha bin Musrif radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I entered into the presence of Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he was ill, and he said that, O Allah, I affiliate myself with the love of Abu Bakr and Umar, and O Allah, if there was anything contradictory to this within my own soul, then deny me the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Again, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu's love for the Shaykhain. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, I just want to finish with some of the words of wisdom of Hazrat Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One of the nasihat of Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, never has arrogance entered into a person's heart, except that their intellect decreased by an equal measure. Arrogance, proudness, such a beautiful nasihat by our Imam, mashallah, such a beautiful nasihat. You know that arrogance is something that when he enters into a person's heart, a person, he starts to think that he's better than everyone. Yeah? As soon as arrogance, I've got money, I've got voice, I've got the looks, I've got the status, I've got the family, I've got everything. Now this arrogance, it goes down into a person's heart, but what happens, his intellect, it decreases. Last thing I want to mention, beautiful nasihat. Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, lightning strikes both the believer and the unbeliever, but it does not strike the one who constantly remembers Allah. He also said, bad language is the weapon of the lowly and wretched people. There's a lot of people out there, especially our youngsters, our youth, who use a lot of bad language, foul language. Even elders, even the buzur, the old people, they also swear as well. And we need to take this bad habit out of ourselves. Inshallah, Azawajal, we will keep watching Madani channel and we will learn these beautiful things. Until next time, my dear Islam brothers, please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The universe is the bomb.